This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst, who we have leaned on now for pushing 20 years. Colonel, good morning.
Larry, good morning to you, sir.
Unfortunately for you, there's always relevancy with what you bring to the table each and every day, each and every week. And I know you talk with Marty Griffin about this, but I think it's important for our morning audience to hear from you from a military perspective. Let's start with what transpired in Venezuela, and it doesn't appear that troops will go back into the country, but I guess that's not completely off the table yet.
That's very true, Larry. The administration, having conducted this amazing special operations mission, which is one of the most complex operations I can ever recall, and did it really flawlessly in spiriting the president of Venezuela and his spouse out of the country, has not taken the military option off and used that really, I think, as a threat or leverage over the now vice president, who is now the acting president, Ms. Rodriguez, to say basically, you know, you do what I tell you or there's, you know, severe consequences for you. In fact, the president said the consequences for her could be even worse. We still maintain a large naval armada off the shore of Venezuela, that armada being larger than anything we've had in the Caribbean since the Cuban Missile Crisis, though there's not a huge landing force in the area. Relatively small number of Marines, not sufficient, I think, to invade the island, but still large military forces there as a threat to Venezuela. So we'll have to wait and see now whether or not that is going to require U.S. military intervention. But even in the best of circumstances, Larry, it might, because, of course, the question now is, as we used to say when I was in the Pentagon or the White House, you know, and then what? What do you do now? And, of course, we want to assure that we avoid economic collapse in Venezuela, massive social unrest, humanitarian disaster, massive refugee flows, and the like. And so if that was to occur, you might have to have a U.S. intervention just to try to stabilize the country, whether it was against some kind of opposition or not.
Colonel McCausland, one of the stories that I saw earlier today says that the opposition leader in Venezuela is interested in assuming power. But the rebel government or the current government of Venezuela is still in place. What strategy do you see unfolding here?
Well, it was a little surprising during the press conference, quite frankly, when the president said that Maria Machado, who is the head of the opposition, and a guy by the name of Gonzalez, who's in Spain, who most people around the world recognize as having won the election in 2024, was kind of rejected out of hand by Mr. Trump. In being, you know, where we would move to in terms of a new government in Venezuela. He said, well, they don't have any legitimacy in the country, and basically swatted the idea of them being involved to one side. And it seems the preference right now by the administration is to try to work with, if you will, Maduro minus regime, the same regime, but just minus Mr. Maduro. A number of those people, particularly I think the interior minister and the defense minister, by the way, are also indicted by the United States for being involved in drug cartels. But work with them in an effort to force them to move in the direction that the United States wants them to do. And then the president's spoken an awful lot about oil and about the United States making massive investments in oil and that U.S. oil companies being interested in doing it. He did say that, of course, at some point in time when there was, you know, proper circumstances ordained, there would be a transition, suggesting, I guess, some kind of election, but obviously no timeline or no moment when that might occur.
We're with retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst. That said, Katie Miller, the wife of White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, posted a map of Greenland with the American flag superimposed on it with a quote saying, soon. First, Colonel, who's Stephen Miller and why does he have the president's ear?
Well, Stephen Miller is primarily one of the senior domestic advisors to the president and has been instrumental in this administration and the last. There are reports that he's taking on a lot more of the portfolio with respect to Venezuela because, of course, I think his argument would be, well, a lot of this has to do with illegal immigration. And don't forget, of course, since in the last several years, about one quarter of the population.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The population of Venezuela has fled the country, about 8 million people. A lot of them have ended up in the United States. So he is obviously has the president's ear without question and has also been one, I think, who has been advocating this idea that the United States needs to take over Greenland. I'm not sure why he paid attention to social media posts by his wife, but oh well. He had an interview with CNN just yesterday, was very adamant about that, and went so far as to say when asked, well, would the United States use military force to seize Greenland as we did to seize Machado? He said, no one's going to fight us over Greenland, which sent shivers through our European allies, and most notably the Danes, because, of course, Greenland is a territory of the Danish kingdom.
Colonel McCausland, one thing that jumped off the page at me yesterday, this was not Miller. This is the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, said that the use of military force would be considered in Greenland. That is remarkable.
That is totally remarkable. Let's keep in mind, Denmark is a NATO ally. Denmark has been a very loyal NATO ally since the inception of the NATO alliance. And using military force against a NATO ally would destroy NATO once and for all. In the last 6 months, year, obviously NATO has been perceived as very fragile. It seems Mr. Trump hasn't got a lot of use for NATO. But we shouldn't kid ourselves that that would be the end of NATO, which has been the longest alliance in the history of mankind, and I think, frankly, has been very beneficial to the United States. And furthermore, what's really strange about this whole thing is, what do you want? I mean, what would you like to do in Greenland that you can't do? During the Cold War, the United States had multiple bases in Greenland, had 10,000 troops in Greenland as part of the Cold War effort. Now, we've downsized that to a few hundred because of the change in the threat. I can't think of anything that we would want to do in terms of enhancing security in the Arctic, enhancing the security of the United States, enhancing the security of our NATO allies, that the Danes wouldn't cooperate with. So I'm a little bemused by what can't you do with the Danes in Greenland that you could do if you took it over.
Maybe that's part of the strategy to destroy NATO. Yeah,
that's what I'm wondering.
If that's the case. But before you go, Colonel, I do want to ask you about Senator Mark Kelly, who is, as Secretary of War Hegseth wants to censure him because of the video that's now several months old, suggesting to troops that they do not have to follow unlawful orders. And he's fighting back. So where do you think this is going?
Where it's going is some kind of a process, apparently, of 45 days. It's unclear what that process will look like. I mean, it's real constitutional questions. Can the executive branch take action against a member of the legislative branch? He's a senator. So do you have to force him to resign to conduct this type of effort or not? That's a question. I think it's unanswered. There's a question whether the whole thing has been prejudiced. Don't forget the President of the United States sent out about 20 tweets, said that Kelly had committed sedition. He should be hanged. He should be executed. Okay. Would that be considered prejudicial in any kind of legal proceeding? But, you know, this, I find this, again, very unusual. And quite candidly, I'm a retired 06. Senator Kelly's retired 06. He was a Navy captain. I was an Army colonel. You know, I'm more than happy to say, you know, it is consistent with the uniform code of military justice that military members should not follow orders that they find to be illegal and immoral. Okay? I just said the same thing Kelly did on the air. Mr. Hegseth himself, there's a quote that he did when he was on Fox News, basically saying the same thing. So it seems to me, sadly, this is more political than it has anything to do with national security. And I fear that some people, Mr. Hegseth being one of them, may see Mr. Kelly, as Senator Kelly, as being a very leading candidate in the Democratic Party, either to be vice presidential candidate or perhaps presidential candidate. And this is an effort to kind of damage him along the way.
Colonel, we always appreciate your time and expertise. Thank you, sir, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst. Plenty on the plate, Paul.
You know, I guess the words that come by my mind when I think about this is, please stand by. The error message they used to play on television, remember?
Every single day.
Yeah.
Another level, and it continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.